Think of the dramatic play area as a stage. Children can enter the area and immediately take on a role and pretend. Initially, it is set up to look like a home with props and furniture that represent a kitchen and perhaps a bedroom and living room. This is because children are most familiar with themes related to family life. Most children share common experiences, such as taking care of babies, cooking and serving food, and talking on the telephone. Before long, children extend these themes to situations like shopping at the grocery store, going to the doctor, and other places. To maintain children's interest and support them in extending their ideas, regularly change the props and enhance the setting to incorporate new experiences and interests. Location. Find an area in the playroom that can be defined by walls, shelves, and furniture to create a secluded area and separate spaces. Kitchen, living room, bedroom. Furnishings. Familiar furniture, doll bed, child-size wooden stove, refrigerator, sink, chest of drawers, table and chairs, couch, sink, ironing board and iron, doll carriage or stroller, high chair, full-length mirror. Suggested materials. Dress-up clothes for men and women, accessories like hats, shoes, boas, jewelry, pots, pans, dishes, and other kitchen equipment relevant to different cultures, stored on shelves and or hung on pegboard, dolls with clothes and blankets, child-sized broom and mop, toy telephone, purses or wallets, plastic food and empty food boxes, flashlights or flameless candles, calendars, memo pads, address book, pencils, cookbooks, message board, real items, phones, keyboards, curling irons, with cord removed, etc. Home-like touches such as curtains, a tablecloth, photographs, a small rug, a plant.